I have on the line Mark Stevens. Mark, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mum. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure. Well, this is an absolutely brilliant book, Mind Free, The Breakthrough Mindful Self-Hypnosis Method, that you've developed and used for so many years to help so many people. Now, it's fascinating. I guess if people are following you online, they would know a bit about your story, but I found your story fascinating. Don't want to go through the whole of it, but the childhood elements with the asthma were very interesting, and the way that your mother countered the negatives from your father, and that's what you chose to follow, and how you use that. That's a powerful story, your own one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as a child, I did have the chronic asthma, and I was sick a lot, and rushed to hospital, and I did have the father who was the heavy drinker, and the arguments would trigger off asthma attacks, the stress. And through the hospital, I learnt the yoga breathing and the meditation. That's 51 years ago. That's where that all started. But my mother, whatever my father said, if he said, you're just lazy, you're a log, you're this, you're that, Mum would say, shut up, Ronnie. You know, Mark, don't believe a word your father says. You're funny, you're clever, you're talented. Well, that got programmed into me. I was lucky for my mum to be flipping the switch in my mind throughout those formative years.
Yes. I think that was so wise, not only of her and great mothering, but also you were receptive and you were obviously highly intelligent and sensible, and you took on board that message rather than the destructive one. And, of course, we'll leave it to people to get the book and read it and find out then as a young adult getting into life, suddenly there's cancer and how you dealt with it. But we're not going to tell you. You have to read the book, people, and it's well worth reading it because, honestly, all the different things that really trouble people. And just going back for a moment to you saying 51 years ago that doctor suggested the breathing and yoga and stuff. Well, how forward-thinking that person was.
Yeah, well, that was the 60s, and we had Swami Sarasvati on Channel 10.
Yes.
So yoga was a big thing. Yes. It's come full circle where yoga and mindfulness and meditation has come back, but it was around relatively in a strong way in the 60s, and I got right into it. And then in the 70s and 80s, just every Tai Chi teacher, every meditation teacher, every Japanese master, every Tibetan monk I could find, I was absorbed. And yoga and the whole thing, I was just totally absorbed with learning as much as I could. And I'm still learning today, but I thought it's time to share this. So in 1998, I started writing Mind Free, and finally it's released today. It's out there, and it's basically all the techniques and meditations and combining the meditation and self-hypnosis together make them both more powerful.
Oh, yes.
That's what I've done for many years, and now I thought it's time just to share that.
Oh, look, I totally agree with you. I've been using meditation on and off for many years, and sometimes I could thump myself for letting things drop when I get too busy. But I've found the power of meditation just amazing to help one through. I had breast cancer 19 years ago, and I have to say, as soon as I read the diagnosis, got straight back into the meditation and made sure I kept up meditation and also basic exercise, went into hospital, had my surgery and followed up with 4 rounds of chemo, etc. And I have to say, keeping up the meditation, taking in beautiful music to listen to and all sorts of things, and keeping up exercise, look, I got through well. I really did.
Yeah.
And you – go on.
I was just going to say, absolutely, and that's a wonderful story to share. And because what we don't realise, life, the stresses of life build up, whether that's an illness, whether that's a bad habit, whether that's a relationship, whether that's work stress, it builds up like a pressure cooker in life. And it's almost like our mind is the lid of the pressure cooker, the top of our head, and it's going, bah, 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 and we don't have that pressure cooker release valve.
Yeah.
So what we need to do is take that time out, and that's where in Mind Free in the book, I made it so simple, 1-minute meditations, 3-minute scripts, 5-minute, so people can just learn it easily if they've never done it or if they're already meditators, to take it to another level by combining the self-hypnosis in with the meditation and to overcome all those problems like insomnia and stress and negative thoughts and weight issues and bad habits. And I put in there some really great examples of case histories and how different people I've worked with overcame their challenges so people can relate to it.
Oh, look, totally agree with you. And the other thing that I do love is very early in the book, in fact, page 15, you say, while I give you plenty of ideas on positive thoughts and empowering affirmations, the magic happens when you either choose from my suggestions or make up your own list of thoughts, statements, declarations and affirmations and breathe them into your life. Now, I love it that you give us the choice that we can use our own words, our own chosen sort of little script, etc., or we can use what you've provided. I think that covers a lot of needs, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I, you know, people have their own positive thoughts. Sometimes they get outweighed by their doubts or excuses or negative thoughts like the I can't, I'll do it later, it's too hard. And yet they know I can do it, I should do it. And so we flip that switch constantly throughout the book. So it keeps the book actually you learn self-hypnosis and meditation as you're reading and how to combine them together so that you can breathe those thoughts and words into your mind, breathe them down into your heart, your body, and then speak them and think them back into the world and then have them fill that, you know, that field, that energy field or your world around you, so you're no longer projecting negative thoughts to yourself and those negative feelings. But then it also comes back to the state we're in. So we often get stuck in a state of, you know, frustration or sadness or anger or hurt or guilt or whatever it might be. So a late addition to the book came in as the 21 states that we all need to keep returning to. And that, for me, that's the highlight. It's all wonderful. There's a lesson on every page. I've had some early readers come back to me and say, like, I can just open any page and there's a wonderful piece of wisdom or there's a great technique or a wonderful lesson. But when you get to those 21 states and how to transform yourself through almost a little bit poetic affirmation today, I breathe in acceptance. I approach each day with an attitude of acceptance and so on, and through appreciation and calm and compassion and control and determination. And so, you know, it becomes like that changing the thoughts, which change your feelings. And then from there, we change how we behave, how we react in the world. We change, you know, our everyday life.
And also, I do think that when one can release the stresses, as was found with that lady where the daughter rang up after she'd been to one of your, I think it was weekend sessions, and said, who is this woman? You know, she looks like my mother, talks like my mother, but she isn't, because she was free of her stresses and just, as I think, so much more able to be herself. So really, if we can follow your suggestions and have those healthful, helpful states and live according to them, I think we can not only be our best selves, but I think we are more available to give compassion, kindness, support, etc. to others.
Exactly. I mean, it's like we've got this backpack of life, and in that backpack we're carrying around all the wonderful things and all the painful things of life. And so in these different areas of the book, it's giving people the tools to go, you know what, I don't need to hold on to that anymore. I can let it go, let it go, let it go. You know, I can move forward. You know, I feel at peace. I am at peace. And so as we continue to tell ourselves these things, we change our state, because the thoughts are like prison bars. I'll do it later. I'll just have one. One won't hurt. I deserve it. And then the backpack of life is what we're carrying around. It's like we've got all these recordings of events and things that have happened right back to childhood and our earliest memories. We're carrying around both the positive and the negative, and it's like going in and clearing out the garage. It's like getting this book is like going, now I've got a skip bin out the front for all my negative crap that I've collected in life, and I'm dumping it out there now. I don't need to carry that stuff around anymore. And you can do it gradually. It's, you know, it's not a race. It's just a gradual day by day where you work on different parts of yourself, and it's really a mind manual for transformation.
Yes, and I must say the personal stories, the case studies and things are just superb, and you cover so much ground in terms of dealing with chronic pain, sleep issues. The bad habits list is quite amazing. There's so much there. But going to Leonie's story and with her situation, that a malformation in the brain. How extraordinary. She really was at the absolute end of her tether. Tell people that story, because that's a very powerful one.
Yeah. 59 years, Leonie had been suffering with a condition called Chiari malformation, where she was born with extra bone on the inside of the back of the skull that puts constant pressure on the brain. So she's lived day and night with a headache for a whole entire life. And she's had not just an ordinary headache. She said it feels like someone's trying to tear open the back of her head and crawl out through the skull, or a spear hitting her in the back of the head and the neck. So it's chronic pain. She had had surgery where they cut her from the crown to the base of the skull and scraped away the bone, but it did nothing. It was a 50-50 chance. Unfortunately for her, it didn't work. And she'd been in the pain clinics. And she said some of the techniques would, you know, some of the breathing exercise were different things, and constantly on a wide variety of medications.
Yeah.
Some of those techniques would help bring the pain down a little bit, but I'd never usually go below a 9 or an 8 out of 10. I went and sat down with her. I tested on the phone to make sure that I could get a result. I went and sat down with her. And in 2 hours and 15 minutes, we took the pain from a 9.5 out of 10 down to a half of 1. Out of 10, and she just started crying. She said, I don't know this feeling. I've never experienced this feeling in my life of being pain-free. Now, 6-8 months on, Leonie, I'm in regular contact with her, and she said on a bad day, her pain levels get up to about a 2 or 3, but then when she starts listening to some of the mind-free hypnosis sessions, and we recorded some custom sessions for her because I was there doing therapy, and she said, I get it straight back down to a half. So she's still got the problem, but here's what I've worked out over the years, because so many people suffer chronic pain.
Yes.
When you're in chronic pain, that affects your stress and anxiety levels. It affects your sleep, and that becomes a vicious circle where the lack of sleep and the anxiety and the stress and the agitation connected to the chronic pain create more chronic pain, because the release of endorphins or serotonin or other feel-good chemicals and body's natural painkillers are blocked or inhibited by the increased cortisol and adrenaline caused by the ongoing stress. So when you can tackle the anxiety and the stress with chronic pain, in 9 times out of 10 cases, the pain will drop. It'll either reduce dramatically or disappear altogether. And I've seen that hundreds of times. I mean, chronic pain is one of the things I still, after decades of doing it, sit there and just go, eyes wide open. I go, wow, I can't believe that. It was amazing. And the people are sitting there going, you know, I was in a car accident 7 years ago. You know that I've had this condition, this whiplash for years, or you know that my knee has been aching horribly, or you know I had this operation and it's been in pain for however long, and sometimes in minutes, sometimes in hours, and sometimes it takes weeks or even months to keep doing those little daily meditations and hypnosis sessions combined, the mindful self-hypnosis method, and to keep reducing the cortisol, the stress levels, keep bringing it down. And then from there, keep increasing the flow of the natural feel-good chemicals. And when we feel happy, the brain, we're a chemical factory. The brain releases feel-good chemicals. And, you know, and we should feel happy. Why? No reason at all. Just because we should.
Yes, and I think too what's probably happening, because with chronic pain there's a change. The system becomes dysfunctional with chronic pain. I suspect that what you're teaching people with all those various techniques is something that allows the system, all of one's system, to go from dysfunctional back to healthily functional, and change the wiring and use neuroplasticity and other things to sort of return someone to much, much better functioning. That's my
suspicion,
you know.
Yeah, and the thing is we've all got inside of us a blueprint for perfect health and healing, for perfect happiness, but sometimes the body, the mind just gets so far out of whack and so overwhelmed by whatever the conditions are, and then we just feel stuck, feel so stuck in that situation, but there is a way out. And so, you know, at the very least, we get to reduce the problem, and at best, it disappears and you forget you ever had it. Whether that's insomnia,
wonderful.
I've had the worst insomnia cases you can imagine, the worst anxiety people, the weight, people go down 200 kilos, people go down 100 kilos who never thought they could, who'd failed on all sorts of, you know, different methods, who'd read every diet book on the planet, and then all of a sudden they're going, now I know why. It's not a diet for the body. This is a diet for the mind. I've got to cut this talk out of my head. I'll just have one, I'll do it later. I've had a hard day, I deserve it. And we change that to, I deserve health. I deserve happiness.
Yes.
I, I deserve to move, and so on. And yes. then we change the story and everything else follows.
Well, Mark, it has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you, and you give so many people so much hope. I think this book is brilliant. It's a real gift to the community. I know you've been working for years privately, etc., but it's great to have this in a book so that people can access it, and I think it is superb. Mind Free, The Breakthrough Mindful Self-Hypnosis Method by Mark Stevens. It's from Murdoch Books. Do yourself a favour and get it, people. Mark, thank you and all the very best to you. You're doing wonderful things for people, and I'm sure, you know, you're making a huge difference. So thank you very much for that, and thank you for your time today. Such a pleasure.
Thank you, Mark, and lovely chatting to you too.
Bye.
Bye.